Hi, this is a dictation for Rena Pleasant, R-E-N-A-P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T, date of birth is 2/26/1974, date of birth is 2/26/74, date of accident 11/8/2021, and the date of service is 6/17/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she reports that she's suffering from severe anxiety, severe headaches, which are 5 to 7, 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, but they're not worsening in severity or frequency. She also underwent a pain blocker surgery, a nerve block by Dr. Oppenheimer for the lumbar spine, and she reported that her pain is almost completely controlled in the lower back. Occasional burning is there, but not excruciating. However, her neck pain is still worse at 7, and the lower back is only 2 or 3. In the left shoulder, patient report that she has no pain anymore, and she can lift her arm up to 180 degrees. In the left knee, there is no pain anymore. In the right knee, there is a pain, minimal pain, 2 or 3. She can reasonably walk at this time, and her ADLs are affected only 3, and pain severity is listed from 3 to 7. Patient does report 70% improvement in her pain level at this time with the various treatments, physical therapy, as well as injections. In the ADLs, patient reports that she has a work which has been affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Enjoyment of life is affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood is affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sleep is affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. General activity, walking ability, and relationship with other people is affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from in neurology and psych headaches, which are 5 to 8, and they're only once a week. Vision disturbances are reported. She has a blurry vision, and she would like to get an eye exam, and she's being referred for the eye exam. She has a moderate difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, panic. However, the patient has no dizziness, vertigo, and there is no double vision, no blackouts, fainting, seizures, loss of consciousness. There is no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium or loss of memory. Patient denies any confusion or disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back with limited range of motion of the shoulder. Usually, nowadays, she can do up to 180 degrees. Pain-wise, the patient has a pain in the left shoulder, 2 or 3, neck pain, lower back pain. Neck pain is 7, lower back pain is 2 or 3. Patient has no pain in the left knee, but right knee, she reports 2 or 3 mild pain. Mild difficulty in walking, she can walk up to 3-4 blocks. In the GI, there are no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. There is no blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is a frequency, but no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is a improvement overall in the symptoms. Medical history, patient reports that she underwent a surgery on the left shoulder, and it is now completely better. In the hospitalization, none. Weight loss, none. Other trauma, none. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana for pain relief. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 112 over 81, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the examination is from previous visit of 5/19/2022, dictation number 0519-057. The following changes are reported in this exam, and they are as follows. The general review is the same. Musculoskeletal examination, spine tenderness, none is present in the lumbar spine. paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness is not present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none is present. The range of motion is normal. At cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 60, side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 20. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, and distraction test is negative. And in the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. And in the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is also negative, Bregar test is negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign is negative. The thickening leaf joint examination reveals that there is no tenderness at this time, and standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test negative, and Faber test and Gansman test are negative also. The left sacroiliac joint is not tender. In the extremities examination, on examination of the right shoulder, it appears that the right shoulder patient can lift up to 180 degrees of range of motion in abduction and flexion and extension, and no local tenderness is present. Patient has undergone a surgery for the left shoulder, and the patient has negative Hawking-Kennedy test, negative empty beer can test, negative speed test, near test for suprasinus testing. And further, there is no positive finding for carpal tunnel compression. The grip is normal, and lower extremity also in the examination of the knee is completely normal, and no positive findings are located. The pain is now minimal. Left knee has no pain and no issue with the collateral ligaments, or anterior drawer, posterior drawer signs are negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. Range of motions are normal in the left knee. The gait is completely normal. Diagnosis comes from the previous visit that was reported. Zero 519-057 for data service of 5/19/2022. The patient is provided the following medication after reviewing her previous laboratories and maps have been reviewed. Celebrex 200 milligram per day to continue, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for headaches. Patient is provided Furoset. One or two for PRN basis, 60 tablets. And Tylenol with codeine number 3, 60 tablets for pain relief are provided. Patient is also referred to a neurology for Dr. N. Verma for consultation regarding headaches. She is also being referred to ophthalmology at advanced ophthalmology for consultation with the blurring vision that she has reported. And patient will continue her treatment. Her MRIs have been reviewed. Patient has been cured for her lumbar region pain as well as for her shoulder issues by the surgery. And at this time, there is no other additional treatment protocol. Her left knee is better without surgery, just with physical therapy and injections of the steroid. And the patient has a satisfactory improvement. She was informed about 3 herniated discs in the cervical spine. Although she is improving in the pain and range of motion, but the pathology still exists. And she has informed about options of cervical epidural injection as well as the cervical disc replacement, for which a consultation was informed to her that she can be referred to a neurosurgeon for that. And the patient will let me know If she's ready, we'll be more than happy to go forward.